From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. State Representative David Gallegos of District 61 in Lee County invites citizens out for an information session with attorney Blair Dunn to discuss a class action lawsuit by parents in southeastern New Mexico against Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's administration. That information session will be held on Friday, 6:30 p.m. at the Tex-Mex LLC that's located at 2724 Northwest County Road in Hobbs. Anyone with interest in this matter are invited to attend. The 2020 Energy Summit in Carlsbad will be virtual this year because of the COVID-19 crisis. And for those that want to watch it, they can do so at the CarlsbadFoundation.org Summit. That'll be from 9 to 11 a.m. on September the 24th. Kyle Marksteiner, the public information officer for the city of Carlsbad, tells us about some of this year's
former
speakers.
Governor Gary Carruthers has agreed to talk. Got a gentleman named Billy Munn. He's a director of investments with Chase Energy. We've got Rick Cannon. He's with XTO Energy. We've got Babatunde Cole and Vicky Holla with Occidental Petroleum. It's always important to everybody, some update on the roads. So we're going to have Mr. Tim Parker with the New Mexico Department of Transportation and Mr. Al Davis, which you know very well, Eddy County Manager.
The New Mexico Environment Department issued administrative fines totaling about $7.3 million to DCP Operating Company, LP, and Energy Transfer Partners for violations of air permits at natural gas plants in Lee and Eddy County. According to the agency, the companies were cited for emitting more than 1.6 million pounds of pollutants between May 2017 and August of 2018. Both companies reported those violations to the agency. Roswell police are seeking 29-year-old Ignacio Juan Gamas of Roswell as a person of interest in a Tuesday night shooting that left one person dead and one person injured. That according to a press release from the Roswell Police Department. Police responded to a shooting in the 500 block of South Kansas around 8 p.m. Tuesday. When they got there, they found two people, each with multiple gunshot wounds. 38-year-old Christo Aguilar was deceased at the scene, and 33-year-old Mark Montoya was also shot, but he is expected to survive. Roswell Public Information Officer Todd Wildermuth said Roswell police really need to talk to Gamas.
Right now, he's not criminally charged in connection with this shooting.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.